Colorado River water reaches David Sharp's farm in southwestern Arizona in a narrow artery called a lateral that runs along his fields. He releases just enough to soak an acre.
You can see the water just kind of just working its way across.
Sharp says today most farmers use a laser to level their land, so the plants are irrigated evenly and little water is wasted. He also rotates his crops to keep his soil healthy. It's methods like these that made it possible for Yuma County farmers to reduce the amount of water they use by half in the last two decades.
We in agriculture are business people first, and we have a finite resource, be it water or fertilizer or fuel, any of those things. We are not going to waste any of that, because if we waste it, it affects our bottom line.
Sharp was thinking about his bottom line when he recently decided to sell his alfalfa to China, where there's huge demand.
It really has exploded over the last 3 years. China wants to eat the same things we want to eat. They want cheese, eggs, milk. They don't have the feed, the protein feed, to give them that.
But critics like University of Arizona's Robert Glennon say it's not just alfalfa these farmers are shipping. They're exporting the Southwest water supply in the middle of a crisis.
Alfalfa is a water-guzzling crop.
Glennon says farmers like Sharp are shipping more than 50 billion gallons of water overseas embedded in their crops. That's enough drinking water for 500,000 families.
It's fine to allow for that export, but shouldn't those farmers also be able to work out deals for the water with California cities, or even with the city of Las Vegas? And I expect that a city like Las Vegas would pay handsomely for a small amount of water that's currently used to grow alfalfa for export.
Farmers argue their water consumption is necessary because growing cities need water and food. At the Southwest Ag Summit held recently in Yuma, I notice a bumper sticker on a truck in the parking lot that says, "No farms, no food." Farmer Jonathan Dinsmore points to his cotton shirt and says, "No farms, no clothes."
So choose your, pick your poison here.
Dinsmore is a fourth-generation farmer. His family grows alfalfa, lettuce, and wheat. He says it's important to keep the crops moving, and right now, demand overseas is hot.
I would say the decision to export, pretty much for us, it weighs solely on our buyer. If we have somebody come in with a bid that's $20 more a ton, we're likely less to consider where it's going and how quickly can they get it out of the shop, and how quickly can they get a check to us so that we can continue to operate.
Ann Dinsmore says he and other farmers are not squandering the water. The majority of growers in the region are willing to gamble with new water-saving methods.
Yearly, we're facing diminishing resources, and they're saying by 2055 we're going to have 9 billion people in this world, as opposed to the 7 or 7.5 or so that we have now. How can we maintain that?
That's why everyone I talk to says both farmers and cities need to work to conserve water. I'm Laurel Morales, reporting from Yuma.